Paul says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The key word probably in all of that is the word remembrance. Communion, the Lord's table, doesn't have any mystical power in and of itself. These elements are designed to assist memory, to help us remember what Jesus did in our place 2,000 years ago. The bread would represent his body, which he voluntarily placed into the line of fire and absorb the wrath of a holy God in our place. And the cup would represent his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. So this is a part of our worship service that's designed only for the Christian. You need not be a member of Sugarland Bible Church to participate. This is an open table, but we do ask that you are certain that Jesus is your personal Savior. You have trusted in him by faith alone for the safekeeping of your soul. And we leave here with an attitude of gratitude because we have pictorial reminders of what Jesus did for us. They are reminders that salvation is free to anybody that wants it. But it was not free to Jesus Christ, the second member of the Godhead, who paid such a great sacrifice to gain for us our salvation. And so, remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you could just take your elements and make sure the liquid is on the bottom, and peel that top layer backwards, take the bread. And remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we eat together? As we reflect upon the body of Christ and his blood, at this time we're going to have a song of worship. Thinking now about his blood, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22, towards the end of the verse, says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." The issue with the cross and the death of Christ is somebody has to pay for sin to satisfy the wrath of a holy God in our place. If God the Father were just to ignore our sin or pretend like it never happened, he would be denying his nature. And yet at the same time, he loves us too much to see us fall into that condemnation. So he sent his only son to die in our place. And had Christ not shed his blood in our place, salvation and the doors of salvation would not be open to humanity. So at this time, if you could take your elements, liquid side up, peel that back. And remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we're grateful for your work and what you have done. Help us to always keep this in remembrance through the ordinance of the Lord's Supper that you established for us to follow in the upper room. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen. If you can just take this and put it in the metal circle in front of you, and the front row here gets special treatment as a